This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إذا دخل رمضان, when Ramadan would enter, يفر من قراءة الحديث. He would avoid reading a hadith. Subhanallah. This is the hadith, the speech of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. ومجالسة أهل العلم, and sitting with scholars. ويقبل على تلاوة القرآن من المصحف. And he would turn to reciting the book of Allah سبحانه وتعالى from the مصحف. كان يترك جميع العبادة. He would abandon all forms of worship. وأقبل على تلاوة القرآن. And he would devote himself entirely to the recitation of the Quran. 5 juz in 1 hour. Allahu Akbar. So within 6 hours, right, they would be completing the Quran. This is not, my brothers and my sisters, people from back in the day. They are people that are living here today. فَإِنَّمَا هُوَ تِلَاوَةُ الْقُرْآنِ وَإِطْعَامُ الطَّعَامِ. He would only engage with the Quran, reciting it and feeding the poor. يَفْعَلُ ذَلِكَ فِي الْعَشْرِ الْأَوَاخِرِ. He would do this during the last 10 nights of Ramadan. يعني يختم في ليلتين, meaning he would complete the Quran in 2 nights. Allahu Akbar. Just to show you, they were righteous throughout the year. It wasn't just the month of Ramadan. It would become so much more easier for them in this blessed month. The early generations of Muslims had an extraordinary relationship with the Quran, especially during the blessed month of Ramadan. They would devote themselves to the recitation of the Holy Quran, often completing it multiple times throughout the month. Their commitment to reading, understanding, and reflecting upon the Quran was absolutely remarkable. They would not just read the words, but also ponder over its meanings, allowing the Quran to transform their hearts and actions. Now, when it comes to how we can be motivated to emulate the devotion of the righteous predecessors, my brothers and my sisters, it is crucial to first reflect on the immense rewards and blessings that comes with engaging deeply with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially in Ramadan. This is a month where the Quran was revealed, and the rewards for reading and reflecting on it are multiplied. One story that can inspire us involves a sheikh who was asked, how were the righteous predecessors, the 3 golden generations, when it came to the Quran in Ramadan? The sheikh responded back by saying, they were like how you are with your phones today. Just as we find ourselves constantly interacting with our phones, checking messages, browsing social media, or spending countless hours with them, the righteous predecessors, my brothers and my sisters, were similarly immersed in the Quran, but in a far more meaningful and spiritual, enriching way. This analogy serves as a wake-up call. If we can be so absorbed in our phones, why can't we show the same level of dedication and attention to the Quran, especially in the blessed month of Ramadan? We can take steps to get closer to this ideal by setting aside dedicated time for Quranic recitation, minimizing distractions, and increasing our reflection on the meanings of the Quran. It may come across as completely out of this world how some of these righteous individuals that I'm going to be mentioning shortly completed the book of Allah Azza wa Jal. It's absolutely remarkable. It's magnificent. Right? How could they finish the Quran so quickly or have multiple completions of the Quran throughout the month of Ramadan? It might well be, my brothers and my sisters, that you need to get into gear before the month of Ramadan, right? Just like a car, my brothers and my sisters. The moment you start the car, you can't automatically put it into 6th gear, right? It takes time from gear 1 to 2, right, to hit the ground running. It can take a little while, right? So we get into that groove. We get into gear just before the month of Ramadan so that, right, we can make the most of this beautiful month. Here are some examples, my brothers and my sisters. Sorry to cut you off, my brothers and my sisters. I just wanted to let you know that we've now launched Taymiyyah Institute, a place where you can study Islam step by step from the comfort of your home and at your own pace in a manner that can easily be digested. The link to join is below. I'll see you there, inshallah ta'ala. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The first example, my brothers and my sisters, is none other than Al-Aswad ibn Yazid. Al-Aswad ibn Yazid, my brothers and my sisters, كان يقرأ القرآن في كل ليلتين في رمضان. He would complete the Quran every 2 nights in the month of Ramadan, my brothers and my sisters. Right? He wasn't just someone who was righteous in the month of Ramadan. What is mentioned about Al-Aswad is absolutely astounding. كان الأسود صواما وقواما حج بين 40 حجة وعمرة. He was someone that would frequently fast and he was a devout worshipper, having performed 40 حج and عمرة, الله أكبر. وكان فقيها زاهدا. He was not only a jurist, an Islamic jurisprudence expert, but he was also a zahid, someone who was ascetic. العجلي, he said about him, كوفي جاهلي ثقة رجل صالح. العجلي, he said, a trustworthy, righteous man from the people of Kufa of pre-Islamic origin, meaning he reminded them of those in the time of the companions. الذهبي رحمه الله تعالى said, له ثمانون حجة وعمرة. He performed 80 حج and عمرة. الله أكبر. Right. ويختم في ليلتين. He would complete the Quran in two nights, as I previously mentioned. Right. الذهبي, he also says, كان من العبادة والحج على أمر كبير. He was of great devotion and had performed Hajj extensively. الأسود, my brothers and my sisters, it was said about him that he used to fast all the time. وذهبت إحدى عينيه من الصوم. And one of his eyes was lost because of him fasting all the time. عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها, she said, ما بالعراق أحد أكرم علي من الأسود بن يزيد. There's no one in Iraq who is more honorable to me than Al-Aswad ibn Yazid. Number two, my brothers and my sisters, about Ibrahim al-Nakha'i, who is from the students of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu. يَفْعَلُ ذَلِكَ فِي الْعَشْرِ الْأَوَاخِرِ. He would do this during the last 10 nights of Ramadan. يعني يختم في ليلتين, meaning he would complete the Quran in two nights. الله أكبر. وَفِي بَقِيَةِ الشَّهْرِ فِي ثَلَاثِ. As for the rest of the month, right, he would complete it in 3 days. A little bit about him, my brothers and my sisters, just to show you they were righteous throughout the year. It wasn't just the month of Ramadan. It would become so much more easier for them in this blessed month. Muhammad ibn Hibban, he said that he was from amongst the Tabi'een who saw Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. وَكَانَ فَقِيهَ الْعِرَاقِ وَمُفْتِي أَهْلِ الْكُوفَةِ. He was a jurist of Iraq and the mufti of the people of Kufa. وَكَانَ رَجُلًا صَالِحًا فَقِيهًا مُتَوَقِّيًا قَلِيلَ التَّكَلُّفِ. He was a righteous man, a knowledgeable scholar, cautious, and someone who was very simplistic. كان عجبا في الورع والخير متوقيا للشهرة رأسا في العلم. He was extraordinary in piety and goodness. He would avoid fame at all cost and a leader in knowledge. النخعي رحم الله تعالى, my brothers and my sisters, يفعل ذلك في العشر الأواخر منه, يعني يختم في ليلتين. This is Ibrahim al-Nakha'i, my brothers and my sisters, right? The student of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And from his students were the likes of Hamad ibn Zaydin, who was the teacher of the great Imam, al-Imam Abu Hanifata, rahmatullahi alayhi rahmatan wasi'ah. So this madrasa, right, extends up to the companion Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Number three, my brothers and my sisters, الزهري رحمة الله عليه, he was from amongst the تابعين of المدينة. Right, إذا دخل رمضان, when the month of Ramadan would kick in, فإنما هو تلاوة القرآن وإطعام الطعام. Right, he would only engage with the Quran, reciting it and feeding the poor. Number four, my brothers and my sisters, الإمام مالك رحمة الله عليه, the great Imam of المدينة. Right, إذا دخل رمضان, when Ramadan would enter, يفر من قراءة الحديث. He would avoid reading a hadith. Subhanallah. This is the hadith, the speech of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, right? ومجالسه اهل العلم, and sitting with scholars. ويقبل على تلاوه القران من المصحف, and he would turn to reciting the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the mushaf. Number five, my brothers and my sisters, الامام الشافعي رحمه الله عليه. وكان الشافعي في رمضان 60 ختمه يقراها في غير الصلاه. الله اكبر. Imam al-Shafi'i had 60 completed recitations of the Quran during the month of Ramadan, which he would read outside of the prayer. And the same is also reported from Imam Abu Hanifata, rahmatullahi alayhi, rahmatan wasi'ah. Number six, my brothers and my sisters, وَكَانَ قَتَادَةُ يَخْتِمُ فِي كُلِّ سَبْعٍ دَائِمًا. Qatada rahimallahu ta'ala would complete the Quran every 7 days regularly. This is outside the month of Ramadan. وَفِي رَمَضَانَ في كل ثلاث. And in Ramadan, my brothers and my sisters, he would complete it every 3 days. وفي العشر الأواخر كل ليلة. Right? And during the last 10 nights, my brothers and my sisters, he would complete it every single night. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, my brothers and my sisters, right? Number seven, my brothers and my sisters. وَكَانَ سُفْيَانَ الثَّوْرِي إِذَا دَخَلَ رَمَضَانَ When the month of Ramadan began, he would abandon, right? كَانَ يَتْرُكُ جَمِيعَ الْعِبَادَةِ He would abandon all forms of worship, right? وَأَقْبَلَ عَلَى تِلَاوَةِ الْقُرْآنِ And he would devote himself entirely to the recitation of the Qur'an. My brothers and my sisters, I want to share an experience. A couple of years ago, as somebody who gives da'wah around the country, right? I would be delivering lectures, right, from masjid to masjid, encouraging the people now to become connected with the Book of Allah Azza wa Jal and to engage in recitations. One thing, my brothers and my sisters, that really hit me hard, subhanAllah, right, when I would be driving back from wherever I was to where I was situated at a time, and that is in the city of Leicester, right, at the time of the Taraweeh. At the time of the Taraweeh, my brothers and my sisters, I would be driving, right? Isn't it foremost, my brothers and my sisters, we as individuals who love the Quran and the Sunnah of the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that we are at the forefront, right? That we are the ones that are leading the Muslimin on the greatest nights of the year. And this was actually, subhanAllah, the reason why I left the UK, right, to Egypt, to strengthen my Quran so that I could be, right, a lot more solid with it, right? To finish off now, my brothers and my sisters, I'm sure you've all been waiting for this stage of the video. How can I, as a Muslim, right, complete the Quran, right, in the month of Ramadan? I'm going to, inshallah ta'ala, give you all the schedule. How many prayers are there in the day, my brothers and my sisters? That's five, right? How many parts do we have in the Quran, my brothers and my sisters? We have 30 parts. Each part has 20 pages, right? If we divide 20 now by five daily prayers, how many pages is that, my brothers and my sisters? And I'm speaking about the prints that you normally find in the Haramain, in Mecca and in Medina, right? Some other prints are a little bit different. Divide 20 by 5, my brothers and my sisters, what do we get? We get 4, right? If you read 4 pages after every prayer, my brothers and my sisters, you will have one juz of the Quran every single day. That makes it 30 days of Ramadan, right? Equated with 30 juz, 30 parts of the Quran. That's if you read 4, my brothers and my sisters, pages after every prayer, right? However, I would suggest we try to do more, right? Because sometimes you may get a little bit occupied. Try to do more, just in case you get caught up later on throughout the day. Tayyib, my brothers and my sisters, the more we increase, if we end up doing, for example, now double that, 8 pages after every prayer, right? How much are we walking away with at the end of the month, my brothers and my sisters? That is what? Khatmatain. That is 2 times that we've completed the whole Quran. And the more you increase, the more completions of the Quran that you will have. Is that possible, my brothers and my sisters? Without a shadow of a doubt. I know people, my brothers and my sisters, who are breathing on the face of this earth today, right? They might finish the Quran every single day. Wallahi al-azim. Some might even do it twice. And that is without a shadow of a doubt possible. When I was in Yemen, my brothers and my sisters, it's many, many years ago, they would teach us, more specifically the Malaysians and the Indonesians, how to, right, finish 5 juz in 1 hour. Allahu Akbar. So within 6 hours, right, they would be completing the Quran. Subhanallah. Averaging a juz in 12 minutes. Averaging a juz in every 12 minutes. You do the calculations, my brothers and my sisters. This is not, my brothers and my sisters, people from back in the day. They are people that are living here today, right? I ask Allah Azza wa Jal to allow us to make the most of the Quran, my brothers and my sisters, in this month. Last point, my brothers and my sisters, I know someone's probably going to ask this, right, before I leave. Didn't the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam prohibit, right, finishing the Quran in less than 3 days? This is outside of the virtuous times. However, in the virtuous periods such as the Ramadan, this doesn't really apply, as the scholars have mentioned. Until then, my brothers and my sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.